black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
Conspiracy. They're crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, and I'm your host, President Zen One. And we've got a great episode for you today. We'll be checking out some breaking stories. Mother finds extraterrestrial-like entities communicating with her daughter. And Iowa's most haunted house will give you nightmares. All that and more coming up next. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to take a moment to let you know that I've got some new music out on ReverbNation.com/PresidentZen1. I'm streaming and have for sale digital downloads for my new digital EP, Rorschach Test. And in addition, I'm back in the game, and I'm trying to drop another CD this summer. I want hip-hop to stop the shenanigans. I'm trying to take it to political, nerdcore, sci-fi rap, New World Order rap. That's what I talk about. That's what I stand for. So I'm trying to make this more educational, where we can talk about the criminal bankers in a rap song, where we can talk about comic book movies, where we can talk about injustice, where we can talk about hero. This is what I want music to be for me. But I want hip-hop to stop the shenanigans. You know what I mean, and you know who I'm talking to. In addition, I want to let you know I'm doing my internship diligently and dedicating more and more and more and more of my time and life and soul to it. But I did want to point out that I have been getting notifications in my email about listener requesting bonus episodes, and I think I got another two. So I wanted to give you the bonus episodes I gave you one the other day, and I want to give you another one because I really care about the listeners. I'm really doing it for you guys. You guys are giving me a purpose, and I'm trying to educate you on aliens and the New World Order, the Illuminati, politics, and the KKK. They're out there. I'm trying to just tell you about so many different things you need to know about. Cancer and the vaccines, total criminal takeover by the globalists, people like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Obama. These people want a carbon tax. These people want to charge you to breathe. They're taking over. They are taxing the hell out of us. They are regulating the hell out of us. They are the enemy. And it's amazing how Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party differ and split on so many issues. And I agree that big government is a problem, and I agree that corporations are the problem. Thing is, they're in bed together. And they are consummating. We need to take our country back. We cannot have these foreign criminal bankers, these people that are making money off of imaginary debt. Why do we have to pay to live on Earth? What other animal does that? I don't see bees charging other bees rent. I don't see monkeys charging other monkeys rent. I don't see apes charging other apes rent. I don't see cardinals or blue jays or foxes charging others of their species rent. Why do we? I think we should just scavenge for homes wherever the hell we can find them, and we don't have to be charged for that. It's crazy. There's more foreclosed homes. They're sitting empty than there are homeless people. That's disgusting. There needs to be a war on poverty so that no person has to agree to live under the tyranny of someone else because they have money, because of such an arbitrary thing like, oh, they have money. A lot of people's lives are being ruined because they can't have money. Why? Because they have to struggle to just pay the rent. So how do you go to infinity and beyond as a people, as a culture, as a zeitgeist of human consciousness? How do you do that and accomplish that without any support? I believe in human potential and we can reach infinity. I think we can make it to the distant stars. We can do anything in any technology. Those aliens and lights in the sky that we're seeing almost every night, literally every night, there is some amazing technology going on in the skies. Alien UFOs from different races of UFOs just flying around all over the globe doing crazy stuff, releasing orbs, releasing other things, motherships, releasing mini fleets to scout the Earth. This and do abductions, cattle mutilations, all this good stuff, crop circles. They are here. There's hundreds of them. There's hundreds of races of aliens visiting us right now, here, right now, blended in. They're here. They're here. They can take over anytime they want. That's how deep they are entrenched in our culture. But the thing is, we just gotta overcome. We gotta fight the New World Order. We gotta believe in a higher power. We gotta believe in unconditional love towards all creation. Love, high vibration, heart chakra, good vibes, that kind of thing. Aura, make our aura amber. Amber should be the color of your energy. Okay, let's get it together, human culture, consciousness. So, let's just jump right into things. We're dealing with some sensitive material. We are dealing with a more sensitive subject than normally, so we want to be very delicate with how we discuss this next topic. Mother finds extraterrestrial-like entities communicating with their daughter. This is on DisclosedTV.com. A bizarre apparition perturbed the careless sleep of an infant girl from Australia. Her mother noticed something strange on the baby monitor surveilling her daughter, and she was utterly amazed about what she saw next. Well known for its numerous UFO sightings, powerful telescopes, and wild animals, Australia is definitely a country full of action and mystery. However, other peculiar examples, such as ghostly apparitions or aliens in disguise, might complete the list in the near future. While watching the baby monitor of her little girl, a mother from Barangaroo, Victoria, Australia, distinguished a luminous shape moving freely near the child. At first, it looked like some kind of lens flare, but after the light started to move, its plasmatic body became more and more visible. Halfway through the video, a second silhouette's revealed, making it slightly even more puzzling and terrifying for the mother. Two astral spirits appear to be watching the baby, and one of them is leaned over and appears to be moving inside the cradle. Could this be two spirits trying to whisper something into the child's ear? And if so, what? What would two ghosts want to do with one baby? What could they do? And what would they be whispering? According to Scott Waring from UFOSightingsDaily.com, the two figures may be, in fact, cloaked aliens trying to implement hidden knowledge into the child's subconscious. That makes more sense. Here we have a baby monitor video of an entity standing over the head of the baby. He said the entity had a tilted head, looking down at the baby's face. For an alien to come to a baby, it must have some vested interest in the child. What I mean is that the child may have been implanted with knowledge or abilities that are beyond the human understanding. It might sound crazy, but considering the yearly numbers of UFO sightings and abductee cases in Australia, this hypothesis doesn't sound so nuts after all. And although Mr. Waring compares the spirits to extraterrestrials, he actually may have hit that nail on the head. From our perspective, what we see is, in the videos, proof of invisible entities that are not only visible under a certain spectrum of light. The visible spectrum is the portion of the electromagnetic spectrum that's visible to the human eye. The spectrum doesn't contain all the colors that the human eye and brain can distinguish, though. This leaves plenty of space for invisible beings to coexist with humans. If that's too scientifical to you, I will break it down. Basically, the human eye can see only so much, While we may think that it sees all there is, it cannot see Wi-Fi signals, it cannot see Bluetooth signals, cannot see a lot of things of long nose nature. So, that being said, that this means the human eye can also not understand how to visually categorize through their eye sockets invisible being. So, to make it even simpler, there could be aliens living for free in your own house, treating your house like their house. Aliens could be among us right now, living beside us, and we wouldn't even see them or feel them, but they would see us. And they could whisper to us, and they could feel us, and do anything they want to us. I mean, there's not much you can do except just lock yourself in a small little room and just start swinging at the air around you at all times to keep them away. Another method is you could just, anytime you're alone, just, or think there's some invisible entity next to you, just start screaming where you think it's at. Tell it to get away, you know? If you're sitting at school and there's some desks that are empty around you and you happen to think for some reason that you're being observed by an alien entity, just scream at the empty desk, get the fuck out of here. Why are you watching us? Why do they care? That's what I want to know. Why do these aliens even care? They've done nothing for us as far as I could tell. I think that there's a lot of ways that the human frequency can see visible spectrums. They can see ghosts. Some people can see ghosts. Some people can see spirits or parallel dimensions. We can't say for sure because it can't be measured. Our technology is not equipped to measure apparitions and ghosts like supernatural stuff. But one thing's for sure, there's cameras that can see them and they're busted. There is actually a video online, and it's from another country, so I can't understand exactly what the hell it says, but it shows clearly invisible entities. So I suggest you check out Disclosed.tv, and if you don't know about Disclosed.tv, I suggest you learn about them and add them and follow them. They are a wealth of information, and, you know, just take into account ghostly spirits or camouflage aliens, whatever. They cannot be totally invisible. They reflect some light. So we have to educate people about this. If you see a ghost or an alien, say something. Don't let that slide, because they're here, and they're taking over. One more topic coming up for this week's abbreviated episode. Iowa's most haunted house to give you nightmares. This is also on Disclosed.tv. I really suggest you guys check this site out on Facebook, like the page. Also like the page for Black Helicopter News. But Disclosed.tv is a great site with a wealth of information on the paranormal and Zionist takeover, as well as the most horrifying things you could find under the sun. For example, somewhere in Iowa, family. So after the program, the family mingled with others until 9:30 p.m., then walked 3 blocks home in the damp, cool, and cloudy night. They went to bed after milk and cookies, completely unaware that no one in the house would ever wake up the next morning. The next morning, an elderly neighbor became concerned after noticing that the Moore's house seemed quiet and deserted. She called Josiah's brother, who quickly came over and went inside to check the house. What he found was straight out of a nightmare. This is serious, folks. This is true fucking story of the horror on earth. That is why when I tell you to stick with me, follow me, I want you to know that there's some charlatans and degenerates and pure psychopaths out there in this world. And I'm about to tell you a story about one of them. These people think killing is okay. This is not the case. Killing is never okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Team God, okay? Doesn't matter which God, just God, okay? As opposed to death. So, Josiah, Sarah, their 11-year-old son, Herman, 10-year-old daughter, Catherine, 7-year-old son, Boyd, 5-year-old son, Paul, along with the neighbor girls, Ina, 8, and Lena, 12, were all dead, brutally murdered when the sheriff went through the house, the scene he found was truly haunting. An entire family, including 6 children, murdered in their beds, bludgeoned to death by the blunt side of an axe, which was found partially cleaned, leaning against the wall of the downstairs bedroom. Killer added 2 particularly puzzling touches to the crime scene. The first was a 4-pound slab of bacon lying against the wall next to the axe. The murderer had also searched the dresser drawers for pieces of clothing to cover the mirrors throughout the house. And the glass in the front door and the kitchen table was a plate of uneaten food and a bowl of bloody water. Folks, I don't know about you, but there are some really crazy individuals in this world that just some pure tyrants, just some evil motherfuckers, some evil people. We need to take them over, or we need to overpower them. We need to overtake the dark. We are the light side. We are on the side of light and love. They are on the side of dark and evilness. We need to spread the word. We need to spread this show to family, friends, and loved ones. Anyone with half a brain will find this show truly wonderful and fascinating and educating on all levels of enlightenment. They will thank you, praise you as a king for introducing you to this show, for introducing them to the show. So please, spread the word. We need to reach millions and millions and millions of people. We need to become the next InfoWars and the next Coast to Coast AM combined. We need to be able to reach an audience like the David Duke Show. We have to get out there. The Joe Rogan Show. We gotta do it. Spread the word. We're taking over Black Helicopter News. That's not a request. That's an order. Signing off.